Nashville writer T.J. Jarrett is by many measures a successful artist. She's won awards for her work and has published books of her poetry about history and race and family.
Sometimes Mama would call for one or the other of us from upstairs and I'd trudge up to see what she wanted with a sigh. We sighed a lot then.
But as she tells WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series and podcast, Movers and Thinkers, it's not easy getting to the point where you feel like you're doing good work.
When we talk about creativity, we often romanticize it as a burst of inspiration. We think of a writer like T.J. Jarrett as someone whose poems just flow out of her. T.J. says that's not entirely realistic.
There are ones that come easily, but this is the caveat. It's a numbers game. So you have to keep just throwing up the layups and sucking a lot. Like, how many ways can you fail until you actually succeed? And you have to just have this kind of a fearlessness that has to happen before something actually sticks.
In other words, TJ spends a lot of time writing bad poems and, you know, learning her craft before she gets those bursts of inspiration that lead to good poems, or at least poems that she thinks are good. She's in one of those creative fields where it's hard to measure success, at least by monetary validation.
As a commercial enterprise, I pretty much gave up on that, you know, a long time ago.
She has gotten validation from within the literary community, other writers telling her she's a good writer, but she says even that is less gratifying than she once thought.
I always had this idea of, like, you know, when my first poem's in Poetry Magazine, I'm going to be a writer. I've been postponing calling myself a writer all my life. When my first, you know, when I have my first book, I'm going to feel like a writer. There is never a time that you will feel like you've accomplished all the things. Maybe it's because I'm a girl and I just have that girl thing. But, like, the outside validation doesn't matter. That's what I've discovered as I've kind of passed through, like, accolades and whatever. It stops mattering. And it's really just you in a dark room with a pen and a piece of paper.
And in those moments in the dark room, when the bad poems pay off, when a burst of inspiration hits and the poem really does flow out of her, that, she says, feels like success. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with T.J. Jarrett, including a reading of one of her poems, on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Listen on iTunes, Google Play, or on our website, WPLN.org.